This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives on Monday formally delivered an article of impeachment to the U.S. Senate. It charges former President Donald Trump with inciting the deadly January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building. On Monday evening, the nine House impeachment managers hand-delivered the article to the Senate, walking in a silent group through the halls of the Capitol. The Senate trial of the former president, who was impeached for a second time in 4 years on January 13th, is to begin the week of February the 8th. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the 100 members of the Senate who will act as jurors in the trial will be sworn in on Tuesday. A summons will be issued to the former president. Democrats and Republicans agreed to delay the start of the trial for 2 weeks to allow Trump to prepare his defense against the charge of incitement to insurrection and for the Senate to confirm President Joe Biden's cabinet appointees. If Mr. Trump is convicted, the Senate could bar him from holding office again. That's a move that would prevent him from running for president in 2024. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte is expected to resign tomorrow. He informed his cabinet of his plans on Monday, according to the cabinet office. Conte hopes President Sergio Mattarella will give him a mandate to form a new government with broader backing in parliament, according to political sources. Conte lost his absolute majority in the upper house of the Italian legislative body last week when a junior partner, the Italia Viva party, quit the ruling coalition. It quit over the government's handling of the economic recession and the coronavirus crisis. You can follow that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden said Monday he is very concerned by Moscow's crackdown on opposition leader Alexei Navalny and on other actions, but said the United States and Russia need to cooperate on nuclear arms control. Speaking after mass arrests of people demonstrating across Russia this weekend against Vladimir Putin and the jailing of Navalny, Mr. Biden said he was very concerned. However, he said that talks on extending the soon-expiring New START nuclear arms treaty also have to be prioritized. Biden told reporters, quote, "I find we can both operate in mutual self-interest of our countries as a New START agreement and make it clear to Russia that we are very concerned about their behavior." Biden also referred to the huge hack of U.S. computer networks, which has been blamed on Russia, and reports that Russia had offered the Taliban bounties to kill U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. He said he had asked the agencies affected to update him on those issues and said he would not hesitate to raise those issues with Russia. Earlier on Monday, foreign ministers of the European Union met in Brussels to debate their response to Russia's arrest of Navalny, as well as the police crackdown on his supporters. EU leaders have called on Russia to immediately release Navalny and all pro-Navalny protesters in detention. Russia's foreign ministry issued a statement charging that the United States' efforts to, in its words, incite radical elements on social media would have negative effects on U.S.-Russian relations. World leaders gathered virtually on Monday for the Climate Adaption Summit. It's an online meeting hosted by the Netherlands with hopes of developing practical solutions and funding for dealing with climate change between now and 2030. The online program included leaders from China, Germany, France, and Britain. Former Secretary of State John Kerry represented the United States. He was appointed to be President Joe Biden's special envoy for climate issues. Kerry told the group the Biden administration has made fighting climate change a top priority. Kerry said that's the reason Biden rejoined the Paris Climate Agreement on his first day in office. The United States withdrew from that agreement under the Trump administration. As Secretary of State under former President Barack Obama in 2015, Kerry himself helped negotiate the original agreement. And Greece and Turkey opened their first direct talks in nearly 5 years in Istanbul Monday. They're discussing longstanding maritime disputes in the eastern Mediterranean Sea. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and from Washington, you're listening to VOA News.